Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Saudi Arabia. Russian President Vladimir Putin visits Saudi Arabia to showcase his influence in the Middle East. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to the broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
President Putin of Russia makes a visit and he goes into Saudi Arabia. They had a lot to discuss, I am sure, but this does showcase Putin's influence in the Middle East, does it not?
Well, it does. Putin is very happy to do that. He wants to present himself as the kingmaker, knowing full well that the United States remains the kingmaker in the region. Remember, the Saudis, when they feel threatened or when they feel that the United States is backing off in their support for them, will turn to other powers for help. In 1986, when they saw the Reagan administration helping Iran through what became known as Iran-Contra, the Saudis turned to communist China to buy strategic missiles that could be equipped with nuclear warheads. So the Saudis have done this before. They've already bought some Russian military equipment, just as Egypt has done. This is something normal in the region. It's also a wake-up call to the United States that if we want to have allies in the region, we have to be there for them.
Well, that's seemingly what they're doing. They sent, 3,000 troops and some munitions in to Saudi Arabia in their fight with basically Iran, but the Iranian proxies as well.
Yes. Now, that's something we have to look at more closely, and we don't know an awful lot of detail in the public record yet about those troops. I've heard the number 1,500 to 2,000, and that they're going to essentially shore up the missile defense systems, the air defense systems that are already in Saudi Arabia, the Patriot missile batteries and others, that miserably failed to detect, deter, or destroy the Iranian drone and missile attack against Abqaiq, that enormous Saudi petrochemical facility a couple of weeks ago. So those troops are going there to help defend the Saudi oil fields.
Ken Timmerman with the details of the Vladimir Putin visit to Saudi Arabia. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Saudi Arabia has a record of looking to the power nations of this world for assistance to defend themselves in a very tough neighborhood. Ken brought that to our attention with his report. With the riches of the Saudis, they can afford to buy this protection. Now, the superpowers coming to the rescue are the United States and Russia. Saudi Arabia, that was founded by Ishmael, Genesis chapter 25 and verse 18, will be a player in the alignment of nations that comes to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That's Psalm 83 and verse 6, mentioned there as the Ishmaelites. Thus, Saudi Arabia is a nation to be watched at the times of the end. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...